Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
We welcome Mark Grimm to the program, communications consultant, operates a public relations firm, comments on media issues. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob.
We're going to talk about the Susan Komen organization. Probably requires a little bit of background. This is a well-known, it's called Susan G. Komen for the Cure, a well-known cancer-fighting organization.
Yeah, we know from the pink ribbons and all the walks for the cure, the Komen walks for the cure. A very popular organization because it's really a grassroots kind of thing that's raised a lot of money to help with women's health.
But they've somehow become, or not somehow, they have become embroiled in the ongoing controversy over abortion in America, really, and two well-known organizations that are maybe politically poles apart, Planned Parenthood, and on the other side, perhaps, maybe what you can call the Right to Life movement.
Yes, for those who aren't following the story, Komen cut their funding to Planned Parenthood, and they said it was because they had a policy that any group under investigation would not be funded by Komen, and Planned Parenthood is under investigation. But many people perceived it as a political move relating to the whole issue of abortion, and it was quite a firestorm. And we saw a lot of that on social media. It's also a testimony of the power of social media. So within a few days, Komen reversed itself and said it would start funding. But obviously, a lot of damage has been done, and they have to do a lot to repair their image.
Mm-hmm. What should they do?
Well, I think there's a judgment problem there that has to be fixed, number one, that they didn't anticipate this kind of firestorm. It's really hard to believe, Bob. This is something I think this was very predictable, given that Planned Parenthood funding is a very controversial issue in America. And I think heads need to roll just so they make a statement that they don't want to be political. Now, I don't think Komen should be try to be pro-choice or pro-life, but rather non-political, because what they really want is a pro-choice woman and a pro-life woman walking hand in hand with pink ribbons to support the interest of women's health. That's really what they hope to do, and that's really what I'm sure they want to get back to.
Mm. Kind of goes back to one of the principles of public relations, to have people who are kind of savvy in the area of public opinion involved in making decisions. I hate to say, I remember when I worked for the state, the state agency involved would do things not like, exactly like this, but do things, and it was we seemed kind of clueless as to, oh, really? People are upset about that?
Yeah. It is funny sometimes. People are driven by various ideologies, and there was, my understanding, there was a conflict within Komen about this, but in the end, the decision was made, and it obviously didn't sit well, and certainly those folks are entitled to their political opinions, but when you're running a nonprofit, you really try to run it right down the center, because it's an organization that's based on getting contributions from people, and as a nonprofit, you try to stay out of politics, and whether they were or not is really not the point now. The perception is that they were, and that's really what's caused a lot of trouble.
I was just looking for it, and I can't find it. Did you hear anything? There was something new this morning. I believe it was somebody from the Right to Life side now faulting them for starting to fund Planned Parenthood.
Well, I haven't heard the latest, but I know that just from I've been reading the tweets, and it cuts both ways. There's people that are critical of Planned Parenthood funding. As I say, I've been involved in politics a long time. Planned Parenthood is a somewhat controversial agency, and there are those out there that, and because there are, by the way, a lot of pro-life women. Sometimes people make the assumption that women are pro-choice, and that is not the case. There's a number of pro-life women and pro-choice women, and the feelings are very high on abortion, obviously. So anytime you dip your toe into this field, it's hot water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. They sometimes speak of it as maybe it's not. Maybe it's a bad analogy, but I often hear people talk about the third rail in politics, something you just don't touch, or else it's one way or the other. Just don't touch it.
Well, you do so at your peril, that's for sure. And as I said, when you're involved with a nonprofit, you want to build as much support as possible, and that's really the key here. The role of Komen is to protect the interests of their organization, and they took a hit last week, and that's why it's an issue. I don't take one side or the other. I just say that when your role is to protect your organization, and they didn't do that by their actions last week, and that's really what they do now. Is I think they have to find respected advocates, those who are respected by Planned Parenthood, and have those people speak up and say, yes, I was angry at Komen, but the good they do should continue for the sake of women, and that's really, they have to really make the case now, because they have done an awful lot of good. No one can dispute that.
Yep.
And they really have to make the case why doing good should continue, and that they should continue to get support.
So what they need to do is to find others who are willing to say that.
Absolutely.
Because their own saying it doesn't just work anymore.
Exactly. No, I think people that are respected by Planned Parenthood and that in that area say, oh, okay, I understand. I don't agree with what they did either, but let's be clear here. They've helped women in a lot of many ways, and we certainly don't want to end that. So they have to change the question from should Komen survive because of the mistake to should this one mistake end what Komen is doing for women. And whenever you're in a crisis, the best thing to do is to change the question.
Mm-hmm. Somebody like a big political leader or something like that.
Anybody with high profile, and get a number of them, and also provide stirring examples of their success. They've saved lives. There's no question about it. Those people have to step forward and say, now, look, at this is what Komen did for me, and that's why their mission should continue.
Mm. And did you say this already? I mean, do you think that the current management of Komen should go, or they should? What should they do about it?
Well, I think their heads have to be at roll. I don't know who was behind the decision internally, and that's what they have to sort out here. It may have been this was an action from the board, and that the full-time administrators were not behind this. So we don't know exactly who was pushing this within Komen, but it seems to me if they're going to be taken seriously, that someone or some people have to go in order for Komen to make a statement that we learned from this mistake, and we're going to really be non-political, mm-hmm. just so people can have confidence in that.
But if heads did roll, wouldn't that anger the Right to Life people who wanted it to happen?
Well, yes, but that's why they shouldn't have entered into this in the first place. So now they have to do something because there was an outroar that put a lot of their funding in jeopardy, and your question makes the point why they shouldn't have put their toe into the hot water in the first place.
Mark Grimm, I thank you very much for joining us, talking about the Susan G. Komen for the Cure difficulties with their donation policy. Always good to talk with you. And you have a website where you find the Mark Grimm essays. What is that?
I have a blog and also what we do in terms of public speaking, training, and media relations. It's markgrimm.com, two M's in Grimm.
Okay. If I could throw you under the bus with a question on the presidential race, I think the last time we talked about that. Do you think that Mitt Romney is the one now? Is he, just a matter of time before he's the Republican nominee?
I think it looks good for Mitt. I was stunned by Newt's press conference after Nevada. I was just shocking the way he just attacked Mitt personally. And it's just a personal vendetta with Newt now. It's really a shame. Because I do think Newt has a clear path now to the nomination.
You mean Mitt has a clear path?
Mitt has a clear path, yes.
All right. Thank you, Mark Grimm. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.